Hello everyone, this is Asclepius, with the first instalment of a wonderful tale from Kobold Skretkex. It is entitled, The Story of Kobold Skretkex. Background music by Smartsound. Chapter 1. A rich smell of flour, sugar, nutmeg and pumpkin wavered through the small rocky paths of the caverns of Skrek, and found its way into the eagerly quivering nostrils of a small, brownishly scaled kobold, stopping the creature right in its tracks. Oh, pumpkin pie, the creature thought to itself, and eagerly rubbed his clawed hands together. Trying to track the scent, the kobold turned his head left and right and quickly began following the scent through the convoluted caverns.
Out of the way! Eyes is on! Urgent business!
Skretkex exclaimed when another kobold was blocking his much-desired path. Following the turns and twists of the caves, the delicious smell intensified. Finally, Skretkex was standing at the entrance to another part of the caves, but found his way blocked by a gate and a tall, well-muscled kobold with red and black scales. The big kobold looked with cold, yellow eyes down onto the much smaller kobold.
Go away, Dobkop!
The kobold bluffed, baring his impressively long and pointed teeth and gripping his pole arm tighter. Skretkex stopped, taking care to not stand too close to the guard, and tripped nervously from one scaly foot to the other.
But Ice has urgent business with,
taking a quick look at the sign proclaiming whose residence he intended to enter,
the Greggets.
Psh! Skretkex, such a liar! Why would important Greggets want to meet with tiny weak liar?
The guard shook his head, then pointed with the pole arm at Skretkex.
Now, off you go, or I off your head, he said,
and swung his pole arm in a quick strike that made Skretkex jump back a little. The small kobold was conflicted. He really, really wanted some delicious pumpkin pie, but alas, one could not eat pumpkin pie without a head. The Grakas was also notoriously ill-tempered, and through a series of misfortunes which were totally not Skretkex's fault, as the kobold had assured himself and also the Grakas repeatedly, the latter to no avail unfortunately, he was not sure if it was wise to be seen by the Great One after such a short time again. But then again, it was pumpkin pie, the second most delicious thing known to Skretkex. The only thing better than pumpkin pie being, of course, fish. Skretkex produced a crumpled paper from his pocket. He had pocketed this from one of his latest expeditions into the human territory. He had liked the colourful markings on the paper, although he had not been able to make heads nor tail of it. The written words on it were hard to read, even harder than most human handwriting, for Skretkex had studied humans and acquired some skill in their tongue, and the sketchy drawings placed at odd intervals on the page had no apparent relation to anything Skretkex had ever seen. There was even a drawing of a figure with a human upper body and a fish tail on it. Skretkex found that very odd. He had never heard of such a creature. If he ever found such an animal, he'd love to eat it, though.
Look, see, I have found plans a mighty human wizard made, he said, waving the child's drawing in his hand.
The guard humphed, then came closer to take a look.
I think they want to attack Skrek.
Skretkex pointed at some words on the paper and a crude drawing of a Norgard knight.
It is most urgent I should show this to the Grakas.
The guard slowly pondered the matter. Skretkex was a known nuisance in the caverns, but he was also known to be clever and often ventured into the human territory, gathering useful tidbits of information, and mostly food for his own stores. He'd be in trouble if the little rat really knew something,
And not only Scrat Kicks would get in trouble, the guard thought to himself, and decided to admit the smaller kobold. Sensing the change in the posture of the other kobold, Scrat Kicks rejoiced silently. So, so close to the delicious pie. Excitedly, he tripped close to the guard, who turned to open the gate. Just as Scrat Kicks wanted to pass, the guard grabbed him at the shoulder.
"You's coming with me, bringing you to Gracas personally."
To be continued.
Echoes.
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 From the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Tekel. Also brought to you by Avatars Radio. To support Avatars Radio, visit their page at avatarsradio.com and click the Patreon button. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.